Thanks for calling customer service. This is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. I can understand you. Your name?
Nancy.
Nancy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got my checking account today. I want to know what your place does and what is the risk. It's got, it's $59.89. Reset something. I don't know what it is.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code?
Pardon?
May I have your zip code? Ma'am.
Yes.
Can I have your zip code?
What code?
Your zip code.
33538.
Your first and last name?
The last name is Reedy. W-R-E-E-D-E.
Okay, what is your first name, ma'am?
Jackie.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
What is this company with before I give you any more information?
Okay, ma'am, without an account, we can't assist you with anything. You called me because you have a charge on your bank account. So how can I assist,
right.
How can I assist you without your address?
All right, it's 850-CR-477 North, Lake Panasoski.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, it was a $59.89, or charge of $59.89 for a contest that you enter for a mixer.
No, well, stop. A contest I entered?
Okay, ma'am. Did you enter a contest for a mixer?
No. I already called my bank about that, and this is not happening. Nope, 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 nope. And your name is Nancy? Okay, Nancy. Because I had to go have my bank card changed because of you people.
Okay, man, we're not the ones that are charging you. The only thing we do is cancel account.
Well, your name is on my bank account, and it's under
my name is not on your bank account, ma'am.
Well, whoever these people are, that's the phone number it's hooked to, honey.
Okay.
That's all I know, and so I'm going to the bank Monday just to let you know, and this will be taken off, and you will not be able to use it anymore. Thank
okay,
you
ma'am.
For your time.
You call us.